The best treatment for athlete's foot is right in your kitchen. This right here is going to save your toes from burning, itching, and smelling like rotten meat. It's not water. No, it is not water. I have struggled with athlete's foot, athlete's feet, athlete fungus that grows between your toes my entire life. As far as I can remember, I remember just scratching my toenails until they just bleed. And growing up in Cuba, we had no medication. We didn't even have this. Because it's a constant struggle. My toes are very hitched up together. You thought I was perfect. Sorry to burst your bubble. I am not. One day, I was home. I was so desperate. It's also embarrassing. And I had no medication. It was the weekend. I had no access to go to the pharmacy to find any treatment. And I was so desperate. I just went into the kitchen, grabbed this, pour it all over my toes, and to my surprise, the following day, I woke up almost as if I had never had athlete's foot the night before, and I was almost dying. This right here is white vinegar. White vinegar, simple white vinegar. I'm not showing you a specific bottle because I am not trying to promote any brand. I am just trying to help you have a good night's sleep without itching your and scratching your toes and without having to spend extra money because everybody has white vinegar in the kitchen. And if you don't have white vinegar in your kitchen, women or no, all you have to do is just put your toes in the shower and throw it all over you. Now, it depends on how advanced your athlete's foot is. It will burn. Like it's a rough cure. It's a rough cure. But chances are you're only going to have to do it one time. Another thing you can do is like take a paper towel, pour it over the paper towel, and just loop that paper towel along your toes and let it rest for a bit. If you can go to bed like that, all the better. It will cure your athlete's foot momentarily, very, very fast. I'm not saying that it's a permanent cure because if you don't dry your toes properly, if you don't ear your toes every now and then, it's going to come back. But it's a very, very, very effective, fast, and free treatment that you can find in your kitchen. Now we can add one more thing to the list of the one gazillion things that white vinegar can do for you and your household. So let me know if you find this helpful and if you had any idea that white vinegar could save your toes from athlete's foot. Thank you so much for watching. Much love.